Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade. Count them, the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Charles Whelan. Charlie, thanks again for being here. He's with the Dartmouth College, folks. He's a senior lecturer and policy fellow there. He's the author of Naked Money, Naked Economics. That's two of his, I don't know, eight or nine books he's written. Charlie, thanks for the conversation we had on healthcare. I want to shift horses and talk about something else, but before we do, I need your website.
NakedEconomics.com. That was the first of the Naked books, and that's still the one that will get you to my website.
And all the other things, all his writing, folks, and his, the other books, so check that out, NakedEconomics.com. Charlie, I'm convinced that the one of the major historical moments of our era right now, we're going to look back, and we're going to see it as Hong Kong. What do you think? What's going on in Hong Kong
I agree completely, and I don't think that we're fully focused on that story. It's in the newspaper, but we all have a certain amount of bandwidth, and, of course, whether you get your news in an old-fashioned newspaper or online, there are other things crowding that front page, obviously impeachment and the like, but I agree that Hong Kong is testing the Chinese model.
Yes.
And the future of the Chinese model affects the future of the world.
Right.
So I don't know how this story turns out, but it's very significant however it turns out.
23 weeks. Think about this, folks. Listen to this number. For 23 weeks, consecutive weeks, protesters have been in the street. It's literally put Hong Kong into a recession. And folks, you know, Charlie, most people don't know what Hong Kong is that much. I mean, they don't realize that it was a British principality for 200 years, that 20 years ago they turned it over with a 20-year process to China. And now that China has it, China wants to control it. They don't like the fact that Hong Kong is kind of doing its own thing, even though it's benefiting the mainland. They're greedy. Their power greed is greed for power is knows no bounds, and they did a really stupid thing. They processed this extradition thing, tried to pass this extradition thing over there, and the people said we don't like that, and now they're resisting. And Charlie, I think one of the things that we're going to look back historically, and say, if we get a trade deal with China, people will say one of the top three reasons why that happened will be because of Hong Kong.
Yeah, it might even be bigger than that. So when Hong Kong was returned by the British to China in 1997, I was actually there shortly before that. So I remember as they were preparing for the handover, the promise for at least, I believe, 50 years was one country, two systems.
Right.
Hong Kong was going to be able to keep its freewheeling capitalism, and China's moved more in that direction anyway. But more important, it was going to keep the democratic traditions that had
right.
been part of the British element. And, of course, as you mentioned, China's just chipped away at that. And the folks in Hong Kong say, okay, you said two systems. We don't want your system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's powerful. And I think the question is, does it spread to the mainland? What it suggests is people, when they're wealthy enough, don't want the system that China's peddling.
Right.
And
so
when you've got a billion people, is a significant development.
And they've got all kinds of problems in the country. They've got an immature financial system. The news today is they're considering bankruptcy laws for their people, like America does it, and they've never done that before. They got an environmental nightmare in that whole country, and they got like 40 million 20 something young men who don't have any girls to date because of their one child policy.
Yeah.
Grumpy,
yeah, the angry young,
bunch of grumpy young men.
Angry
who don't
young
have,
man syndrome.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a mess. And their economy is not growing. They got all kinds of problems. And I'm telling you, if it weren't for those things, Xi Jinping would not be coming to the negotiating table with Trump right now.
I also think that people were willing to take a degree of authoritarianism, restrictions on their personal liberty, as long as the government continued to deliver rising prosperity.
Yep. Do you see China from a low see China imploding? Possibly. What are the other chances? 25% they could implode over the next 5 years?
I would say if we go to 10 years, I'd say it's 25 to 40%. It's not an unreasonable possibility.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, thank you for being here. Will you come back soon?
Of course.
Charles Whelan, ladies and gentlemen, nakedeconomics.com. Check out the website. His books are there. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blessingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.